Tavanian and Rubenstein would come by Jobs' house to keep him informed, and soon much of Silicon Valley knew that Jobs was quietly wresting power from Emilio. It was not so much a Machiavellian power play as it was Jobs being Jobs. Wanting control was ingrained in his nature. Louise Kehoe, the Financial Times reporter who had foreseen this when she questioned Jobs and Emilio at the December announcement, was the first with the story. "Mr. Jobs has become the power behind the throne," she reported at the end of February. "He is said to be directing decisions on which parts of Apple's operations should be cut. Mr. Jobs has urged a number of former Apple colleagues to return to the company, hinting strongly that he plans to take charge," they said. According to one of Mr. Jobs' confidants, he has decided that Mr. Emilio and his appointees are unlikely to succeed in reviving Apple, and he is intent upon replacing them to ensure the survival of his company.